is Al Simpson. We must change the way we cobble together the federal budget. But that would force Ted Kennedy and others to legislate right out in the open. We'll face off after this. January is when we begin our annual struggle with the budget, Ted. But it seems Congress loses the battle every year. We need to change the system and work on a 2-year budget cycle. We don't get our work done honestly under the current system, Ted. The end result is always the same massive continuing resolution, a mess that allows legislators to pull off those sneaky midnight specials. A 2-year cycle would allow for closer examination of the full budget. We might even be able to work on individual appropriations bills. That is our job. That would make it tougher on the greedy ones, but it would sure be better for this country. My own state of Wyoming, the land of high altitude and low multitude, is smart enough to work on a 2-year budget cycle. How come the Democratic Congress hasn't wised up yet?
Al, I'd be willing to give it a try, but with all the trouble that Congress and the administration have writing a budget for 1 year, it's hard to believe we could do better writing a 2-year budget. The problem is the deficits produced by Reaganomics. President Reagan doesn't deal with them. He ignores them. The process gets off on the wrong foot each year because the White House budget is so unrealistic that it's DOA on Capitol Hill, dead on arrival. Congress has its hands full dealing with those deficits, Al. They've skewed our priorities, blocked overdue initiatives, and bogged down all of us in battles over where to cut spending and whether to raise taxes. Al, let's hope that the new administration that takes office next January will be less ideological and more willing to work with Congress to cut the deficit. A 2-year budget is worth exploring, Al, but it's no substitute for tough decisions. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.